Now, on the line is the Associate Health Minister, Aisha Verrill, and she joins me now. Minister, 7-hour wait to get through to the Healthline, confusion over contact status. Is that good enough?
No, it's not. And let me say that I'd really appreciate details of the call times of the woman you just spoke to, who, I'm sorry, I joined in during the interview later, so I didn't hear her name. But we really do need to follow up on that to make sure that that doesn't happen again. And we will. The important thing is to know that we have put extra resource already through to Healthline, but we'll make sure we follow up specifically on what's happened here.
How clear are you being with your messages in the sense that there's been some renaming of contacts in their classification and there does seem to be a bit of confusion out there? Are you on top of the message?
Yeah, so I think the key thing is to go... is to make sure that you discuss your situation with someone on Healthline if you have been at one of the locations of interest and to get that those instructions correct. It's not just a matter of knowing what to do, but also if you are a close contact, that gets you into the close contact tracing data system. And so it is important that the key message actually is to reach out either through Healthline or to find instructions from the Ministry of Health website.
I want to give you an example. This is from the official COVID Facebook page, right, where you can seek advice. You can chat with people on there. A person who was given advice, this is a Kmart shopper, who said they'd been in store on the 21st of February. So that's 21st. A date. Yeah, 21st. So a day after the worker was in there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, they were told, and we've got screen captures of this conversation, they were told they were a close contact and to isolate for 14 days and to wash the items that they had purchased. That's not right,
so,
is it?
So that isn't correct. You're right. And thank you for drawing that to our attention, because on the 20th, the dates of interest for Kmart are the 19th and the 20th.
But how can we trust the advice being given? Because this is someone, presumably, who is officially working on the COVID Facebook page, yeah, handing out advice, yet they do not seem to be clear on the advice either. How can we trust it?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And we do take care to make sure the right advice is given. And you've clearly identified an instance we need to follow up on and to check if there's anything we can do to make sure that what I imagine must be a transcription or a reading error when that person read the date incorrectly is fixed.
Okay, so what has changed exactly? Why are these people being treated in a different way to how contacts of their nature were treated previously? For example, others who were exposed to the same cluster, people who went to Bunnings, Skechers and Subway, haven't been treated in the same way. So why has there been a change?
One of the... we are trying to take an extremely cautious approach to this case, in particular to these string of cases because of the new variant. And that is why we are using the casual plus approach. Another thing is just overall that approach of tracing the contacts of contacts has been one we've been bringing in for a little bit longer, and some people are referring that to a close contact plus. But essentially, the purpose of that is to make sure that we take every opportunity to get ahead of trains of transmission. So isolate, you know, so to make sure that you cast a wider net when you do a contact trace.
Minister, you would have had a look at the Pullman report, right? And it raises some pretty significant concerns around airborne transmission. At point 13, it says airborne transmission may be associated with long-range transmission. This did not initially appear to be the case, but emerging evidence indicates that airborne transmission over distance is possible. Goes on to say this represents a challenging shift in paradigm of our understanding of disease transmission and infection prevention. Are we now dealing with a situation where we've been told stay 1 to 2 metres away, but are you now learning that actually it can travel much further? So that advice needs to be updated?
So the evidence for airborne transmission appears to be in particular high risk settings, which are particularly closed spaces. And so for MIQ, that means making sure that areas like the lifts and the corridors are properly ventilated, and we've taken steps to do that. Whereas, for example, social distancing in an outdoor space, I think the 2 metre recommendation for that would still be considered appropriate. The airborne transmission does happen. We have seen that evidence come through, but it is not the case that it throws the majority of transmission is certainly droplet and certainly within a shorter radius.
Is there any new test results that you can share with us regarding the most recent cluster? Are there any positives?
The good news is that there haven't been any new positives in association with the cluster today.
There is a new location of interest in essence, which is the, if we can call it, the Kmart family's home. There appears to have been a house viewing there. What is the situation?
So there was a house viewing there before the case was diagnosed, and there were 4 contacts resulting from that house viewing. They are all in isolation. They have not yet reached the time when they would have had their first test result back yet.
But the house visit took place at a time, regardless, that family were supposed to be self-isolating, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you for your time this evening. That is the Associate Health Minister, Dr. Aisha Verrill.